The holidays are here, and there's no better place to get into the spirit than Kirkland's Home. From sparkling ornaments and festive wreaths to cozy accents that make your home shine, we've got everything you need to make the season bright. Stop by your local Kirkland's Home store today or shop anytime at kirklands.com. Discover the holiday looks you'll love at the value you deserve. Kirkland's Home. Comfort and joy, room by room. The holidays are here, and there's no better place to get into the spirit than Kirkland's Home. From sparkling ornaments and festive wreaths to cozy accents that make your home shine, we've got everything you need to make the season bright. Stop by your local Kirkland's Home store today or shop anytime at kirklands.com. Discover the holiday looks you'll love at the value you deserve. Kirkland's Home. Comfort and joy, room by room.
All right, what up, y'all? Welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, the show where me and my comedian friends talk about the random stories that you send in. You can submit the crazy stories to internet@kevonstage.com. All we ask is that they're not trending. They can be as old as a year, up to 1976, I think is the oldest one that we've seen today. One from 1990, a couple episodes ago. So please suggest those. Today's guests are Keisha E., Kanisha Buss, Jasmine W., we're having a good time here, and this story is weird, and I don't know how it happened. Oh, and also, if you've never seen this show, the comedians don't know what the topic is until I read it. Doctors find 27 contact lenses in a woman's eye during her routine cataract surgery. Also, how can the surgery be routine? That seemed to be a 67-year-old woman scheduled for routine cataract surgery in November thought it was just dry eye or old age causing her discomfort, she told surgeons. But what doctors at Solihull Hospital in the UK found to be the real cause of her discomfort was more concerning. 27 contact lenses stuck in the woman's right eye in a blue mass. The woman, hold on, let me skip down. He put a speculum into my eye, the woman said, to hold the eye open as she put the anesthetic in. And he noticed a blue mass under the top of the eyelid. There were 17 lenses on one side and another 10 discovered afterwards. We were all shocked. She had zero in the other eye. She was wearing once-a-month contacts for 35 years, and it's unclear how long they had been gathering in her eye.
Nah, hell no. I used to wear contacts. And you could barely get one of them shits in your eye. And if you move around, you be rolling your eyes. Like, it's painful.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I wore contacts for a long time.
Yeah.
And I wore the, like, you could leave them in. One is hard enough to get on. And if it goes up in your eye, you can feel it.
Yeah.
Putting, also, going to put another one in.
Right.
Right? Like, you can't put it over. It needs to hit the eye to go in. So if it rolled up, how are you not, like, you know, you have to, like, do this and then it'll, like, come back down. 26 times you were like, let me just fire up another one.
First of all, your eyelids look so tight. I don't know how you got a when you lifted up your eyelid, it didn't look like there was no room for you to put nothing in.
There's no way. And do they go to, because I know there's a couple times mine got, like, stuck in the back. Y'all don't wear glasses or contacts, right?
No, perfect vision.
Okay. Well, you don't have to do that.
Okay, the shade.
I had perfect vision after I got LASIK.
Same.
But beforehand, it was tough.
I thought you were going to say,
I remember when I first started putting contacts in, you don't realize how odd it is to touch your eyeball. Your eye is designed to keep things out.
Yes.
So it took me, at least, I don't know about you, Jazz, but it took me a long time to be able to put a contact in. And you feel it. And when it's off, you feel it off.
Yes.
So 26 times, you was like, man, I don't know what happened to that one. Fresh.
That's what I'm saying. When you go look at your container, where are like,
she's opening a new? She's opening probably a new pack.
But didn't know she took it because I'm not an expert in this area. But
it feels like at some point your eye, like, can you see? Like, how are you?
Right.
What is your vision?
She has little particles in her eye, in the back of her eye, at all times. That's odd.
Because a mass means they're kind of crunched and balled up. So now
yes.
you have this.
And because they, after a while, don't they, like, do something?
Well, after a while, don't you just be like, I'm going to glasses. Because something's like that. That's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, when do you go, you know what? The contacts ain't working for me. Because
I remember the first time I got
Why
contacts.
Why does she only have it in one eye?
I don't
She's
know.
Weird. This lady's nuts. My dad came with me the first time I got, and it's actually, it was a bad decision because he's so impatient. Like, I was trying to get that in my eye and it would fall out. And then after about three tries, my daddy was like, damn, damn, open your eye. Like, he wanted to put it in for me. I was crying. I was like, please just help me. He was so mad. Like, he was like, damn, every time I would miss it, he'd
be so frustrated. That's why if Johnny has four apps, why do black parents think whooping that, you is going to help you learn?
Right.
Raising dog, I don't that, know. Beating me, that's not, I'm still not going to know.
It was traumatic, but that lady, something is wrong with this
could
lady.
Could you imagine you trying to get your sight together, your father cussing you?
Yeah, he cussed me out. Every time I missed, he cussed me out every time. I was like, damn.
See, I'm glad I didn't have a phone.
12.
I ain't got to deal with none of this shit. Exactly. It's pros to not having fathers out there.
I seen this video on TikTok the other day, and this lady was like, you don't have bad vision. You just don't believe in yourself enough. If you believe in yourself, your vision will come back. And people was like, nigga, you don't tell
I
people
hate
that.
These manifesting motherfuckers. I swear to God, I do. That's every time it's, you need to manifest some shit. Well, I've been thinking I'm skinny for a long fucking time. And it's still way. So I'm so tired of these manifestation fools. You
hell
don't even,
no.
Now you got a manifest vision?
I've been thinking I've been skinny for so long. She was like, y'all just don't, your poor eyesight is a reflection of how you see yourself. No.
Obviously, I can't see shit, bitch. Yeah.
I had glasses when I was in the fourth grade. I didn't know trees had leaves. I thought they were just green blurs.
Damn.
I was amazed. Crazy. I was like, damn, trees got leaves? God damn, I never knew.
What was your first prescription?
I don't know. It was like hella high.
Bifocal.
Yeah. Because every day in elementary school, I would say, excuse me, can I come to the front? Excuse me, can I come to the front? And one day my teacher pulled me aside and said, I think you need glasses. And my mom was like, yeah, you used to run into walls and stuff.
Oh, my God.
I was like,
take your kids to the doctor.
That's what she said. I was like, damn. She was like, that's why you be running into walls and stuff.
I knew it was something off with you.
Damn, why she keep running into these walls? I'm like, dad, I just don't see them.
It was so funny. I didn't know I needed glasses till my first day of college. First day, first class.
Oh, damn.
Because I went, you know, high school is 30 kids, and the board is only so far. Yeah. I remember, never forget, it was Kane Hall, and it was like a lecture hall that sat 1,000. And I came in from the back, and I didn't realize that the back sat at the back and the front sat at the front. So it was packed. So I was like, oh, shoot, I don't want to make no thing. I'm new in college. I don't know. I sat on the back row, and that dude started writing stuff. I was like, oh, snap. I don't even see a letter up here. It's just like them trees. It was just glossy. And I turned to the left. I was like, I think I might need glasses. So I went to the doctor. They was like, hold on. You been needed these.
Yeah.
And the thing that was whack, it was like the more I wore the – I used to be able to hoop without the glasses.
Yeah.
But the more I wore them, then I was like, oh, man, I can't hoop without them. And I couldn't go goggles.
Oh.
But coming onto a court with glasses, nigga was like, all right, I got Horace Grant over here.
Yeah.
Like a nigga knock you, like foul you and knock your glasses off. You never feel so weak when you're just like,
oh my God.
Did you have to go string
around? Never. I'd rather never play basketball again. I had regular glasses on, just hooping, like,
You like, you dribbling, In between dribbles, you push your shit up.
When I was a kid, I'm trying to submit a self tape. Sorry, that was due 3 hours ago. I forgot. I taped it last night, and then I was too sleepy to go through the text, and I was like, I'll do it in the morning. And then at lunch, I was like, fuck.
You was in there chopping it up that whole time. And now you want to come in here and turn an audition.
But when I was a kid, I used to want glasses. Like, I tried to fake an eye exam before, and I got it. But my parents was both kind of like, we ain't buying this shit. Like,
so
this girl
ain't
had no.
The letters? Like, you couldn't read them?
You
like,
guessed.
Yes, I would see clearly.
No, you
like,
saw it clearly
D-Z,
and said another.
Yeah, and I would be like, oh.
Like, why did you want glasses?
I wanted glasses. I used to want braces when I was a kid.
I used to want braces.
Yeah. Want to take a quick break from the show to talk about one of our sponsors today, Earn In. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earn In. Earn In is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earn In app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Let me tell you what, as a young husband and father, there were times where this would have saved my life, trying to have enough money for diapers and milk, let alone any mistake. Alternator go out, tire pop. How am I gonna do this? If I just get a little piece of access to my check ahead of time, I could be straight. And that's what Earnin does. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine. Enjoy Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google app or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type saw this under podcast when you sign up. It's really going to help the show. Saw this under podcast, subject to your available earnings, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. And now back to the show.
Always want braces.
And then and be careful what you wish for, because one day I went to the dentist and they just pulled my fucking teeth and I ended up with braces.
What did you think glasses make you cute?
I think because I used to like to read. I mean, I read a lot of books and stuff, and I don't know. I just felt like I wanted glasses.
But why braces are, they're inconvenience.
I don't know. I thought braces was like,
they look,
I want
cute.
Glasses.
I'm
attracted,
yeah, to, I actually
men
with
liked
braces.
When I had braces.
I wanted to be like, to me. I know exactly
when
what
I actually
doing.
Really miss having braces. Like, I think sometimes, like, I should go get some.
No, your teeth are perfect.
But it's the look. I ended up having to get them, though, because I still had baby teeth when I was, like, 17, about to be 18. And I've been going to the same dentist my whole life, so every time I would go in there, they would be like, Sally, Becky, come look, like, all in my mouth or whatever.
Not
like,
come look.
Wait, you still had.
So, my senior year of high school, I go in for a regular cleaning. What was supposed to be a regular cleaning. Next thing you know, all of these needles is coming, they numbing me, and they pull my fucking baby teeth.
Oh!
Like, I'm pissed.
You didn't know ahead
of time?
I went
back to school and I was not talking. And everybody was like, what's up, Keisha? And I'm like,
blood.
Why did they
out
do that?
Well, their theory was, because your teeth are straight, we don't want your permanent teeth to grow in, and then your teeth, because
they'll be
kind of like,
well, did your permanent teeth come in?
Well, that was the thing. So time goes by, and I got texting your pictures. I'm like, I'm walking around here.
You was a snaggletooth 16-year-old?
I was 17.
Yeah.
Snaggletooth?
With no teeth. No
so
teeth.
Not no teeth, but here's the thing. So it was two teeth in the bottom, but because they were baby teeth, it didn't look like complete snaggle tooth. It just looked like you had,
like
I had
gaps.
Yeah. So, oh. But I'm pissed because my teeth were perfectly straight.
Yeah.
So time goes by, my teeth don't grow back in. I'm checking in. I got to take senior pictures. All of my senior pictures, I'm like,
oh my God.
Like, no open mouth smile. Finally, they like, well, shit, we don't know. Like, nothing is there. And I'm like,
once the dentist is like,
why
okay,
did
y'all? Never
my teeth
this
were perfectly fine. They weren't loose. I wasn't like, oh, this tooth is wiggling. Maybe that's just what God had in store for me for the rest of my life. Who told y'all to pull my teeth?
That's hilarious.
So then I ended up having to get braces. And they were like, well, we can fill it in. I'm like, then I have extra big teeth on the side.
You manifested
or you can get
the
braces to close it. So yes. I manifested it.
I remember when I was getting my wisdom teeth, I got all four out in one day. And the doctor had asked me that I want to get him, like, locally or anesthesia or get the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know, man. Just pull him, like, I don't know, whatever you think is best. So he's like, okay, we'll just pull him. So apparently my teeth were in really strong. So he was like, almost like you jacking a car. You know what I mean? Like, he was like,
yeah.
So he was getting frustrated because my teeth, like, I'm numb, but I can feel, like, the pressure.
Yes.
So he's like, God,
see, they'll start to break.
I should have took you to surgery. Yeah. See, you should have let me. I'm like, first of all, I'm awake also. We both know that. My eyes are open. And the fact that you decided I didn't do the surgery. So the fact that these teeth are giving you a hard time, don't take that out on me. You mutter it under your breath.
Your bitch ass. Your stupid bitch ass.
Like, you mutter it under your breath, man. I'm the patient, sir. You need to tell me what I need. I don't know. Why are you frustrated? He like,
your stupid bitch ass.
I know this nigga upset at me because my teeth won't come out. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh,
he gonna tell the nurse, is it too late to do the surgery? Sir, we already here. I'm not going under
not
full
with
anesthesia.
This attitude. You can walk up all bruised up. Yeah. People sucked your whole shit out. Like, no, that's normal bruising.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you got your whole shit sucked. You didn't. He's slapping you in surgery. And she, this motherfucker, so stupid.
It's not my fault. I don't know this stuff, sir.
Oh my gosh.
It was fun. Oh, I drove myself home that night. I'll never forget. I was drinking a naked. I couldn't feel my lip. I look at my shirt, I got blood, and I had the blue naked all on my, it was terrible. I'm bleeding all on the pillow. They shouldn't even let people do all four at once.
That shouldn't even be an option.
I just wasn't like, I'm not coming back. I'd rather, it was the worst weekend of my life.
My God.
And I was so like, you suck in too fast, and then the wind get in the little sock teeth.
The good thing about that, because I used to have the little land shark teeth in the front. Because, you know, remember?
What's land shark teeth?
Remember the, you know, you don't remember how you used to have the little teeth.
Can opener.
So that will, so with my teeth.
Not probably since I met you.
Yeah, because these teeth are only 3 years old, 3-4 years old.
It is pre-K.
Yeah.
I remember that. I don't think I knew you then.
Yes, you did.
Keisha, you knew her.
I didn't meet you before the pandemic, probably. I don't think so. I met you at the other location.
Yeah, I had just got them done.
Because I was like, I don't remember this.
Yeah, I always had.
Used to keep her mouth closed a lot.
Land shark.
You don't have to comment on the side, Kev. You don't have to.
It was like thin and pointy?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, they were really.
She had their.
No, they look great. I didn't know.
Yeah, they're capped. But
what is land shark?
Oh, you said. That's what I'm like.
It's a shark
that's on land.
Oh. Like, what?
Oh. Just reminded me, man. My dentist, and this probably has to be an L.A. thing. My dentist in L.A. is always trying to get me to get veneers. Every time I go in. I'm telling you,
please
first of all,
do it.
I'm not. I'm Thank too afraid of coming out with the chomper.
No, don't do it.
Veneers be looking like that bullet on Mario Brothers. I would rather have black teeth than to come out with the all white. I have to take a bite out of Crime 3's. I'm terrified out of it.
You don't need veneers.
So I go in for cleaning. Like, just this last time, I go in for a cleaning. Like, have we talked about the treatment? I'm like, what treatment? Now, mind you, I'm going to just tell y'all what this dentist is in Beverly Hills. And he's, like, specialized in cosmetic dentistry. Yeah. But they also do, like, routine stuff. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize it was the other way around. Most dentists are routine stuff. Yes. And then they send you to specialists. This guy specializes in veneers and stuff.
You didn't went to the doctor in Miami, a dentist. Right. But you don't want no veneers. He like, what you here for?
Every time seriously, like, who this
He like, I can refer you to somebody else. Get out of my chair.
So I'm like, they keep telling me. I'm like, okay, how much are we? Because I had no idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Niggas is like, 8 teeth is 25,000. Yeah.
That's
a
why
grill.
People write them getting their bottom done.
Yeah. That's exactly why. Yeah. I seen a girl on TikTok. She had all
my
god.
Oh my god.
I'm like,
she
what?
Had the all. She had this on top and this on the bottom.
Yes.
Like it was terrible. But I told them. I said, stop asking me for this. All I come in is get my cleaning. I'm not getting veneers.
Yeah.
It's like if you do all together, like, we won't even charge you 50. We'll charge you 40.
They like, by the time he come back from his international tour, he's
not spending $25,000
for 18. And neither do these niggas. They're spending $6,000. Yeah,
that's why
everybody's
teeth large.
Yeah. Are big like that. Oh, chiclets. God. Just like the
leave them alone.
Dog, and stop asking me. Like, I asked Liz, I was like, I told Liz and I asked. I'm like, I'm going to get a different dentist. Because in my other parts of life, nobody in Tacoma, nobody when I got to the dentist, nobody was asking about veneers.
Yeah,
they just like, hey, man, you got a floss. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You need this.
Yeah.
They're not just offering 25. But,
and then they all be the same teeth. Like, how you got a mouthful of two front teeth? Why, not, why do you have 10 two front teeth? Yeah. We have different teeth for different reasons. How you ain't got no cap?
About that. It 100% is eight of these on the top and the bottom.
It's like Barney.
It looks so
wrong. Wait a second. I never thought about it like that.
A mouthful of two front teeth is wild.
Crazy.
They do that. You have a 10 two front teeth.
Teeth supposed to go down and
different teeth. You have molars, you have canines, you have different teeth for different reasons. They just have a mouthful of two front teeth.
There's one nigga who was
at
like,
the bottom too, though.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what?
The whole mouth is for biting apples. Your whole mouth is for biting. Like you need something for bread.
No, they ain't no bread.
I can't. You need other teeth for other stuff.
Yeah.
Got
I can't with Kenesha.
To what I've been seeing.
Right.
They go all out.
Your even over team. Here on the side.
Yes.
Nigga like bite an apple like this. You can eat an apple from the side.
And they're thin. They don't have the full tooth. It's
And that's what messed me up too. I seen a video. I was like, how do you even do veneers? So I and they be sometimes they shave your teeth into little like spikes. Piranha teeth.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's going back from that.
Yeah, that's what my teeth gonna look like underneath there with a hat on. Sharp teeth with a hat on.
And they be popping out. No, you have to get them redone like every 15 years or something like that.
And now you got the piranha teeth, so you can't just take them off and be like, you got to redo.
Or they be popping out too. You be at dinner, one pop out, what you going to do?
Yeah.
Not for 20,000, for 20 racks.
Yeah.
What?
That's why when Cardi said, I didn't understand that bar as much. I was like, I didn't know teeth go crazy like that.
I know, because just my two little ones, and it was $6,000 to get.
For two.
Oh, my God.
I got the two caps, and I got a bridge, $6,000.
Yeah.
Payment plan.
He wanted me to get the top and the bottom.
That's crazy. No.
So it's like, it's going to be $50,000, but we'll give it to you for $40,000. That is a Corolla.
He know you got money. He said, Kev, come in. All right, we're going to get him the package.
That's exactly what I'm like. Bro, I don't want this pressure. Yeah. I told the hygienist the last time. I said, what if I didn't have no money? What would y'all do? She was like, I don't know. We sell teeth here. I don't know what you want me to do. We're here for veneers.
Yeah. Full of two front teeth is going to put me in the hospital.
All right. Well, I'm going to cut this one short.
Oh.
Just because there's nothing going to top a mouthful of two front teeth anyway.
Take a bite out of crime. Right.
apple teeth head.
Nothing's going to top that.
Chop us a steel.
Nothing's gonna top that no matter what we do. And Keisha got a flight in 5 minutes, so we go.
I still have a good time.
She got time.
Yeah. All right, we'll see y'all next time again. Follow everybody. It's Jazmyn, WJAZMYNW. Kenesha Bus. It's Keisha.E. Mouthful of Two Front Teeth. New special coming out on Netflix. Submit your questions to internet@kevonstage.com. Also, you can watch this podcast on YouTube and listen wherever you find podcasts. We'll see you next time. Peace.